إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we are talking about how to get our dua to be accepted. And inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us du'as which will always be accepted, inshallah. Now, in the issue of acceptance of dua, I mentioned this earlier in the beginning itself, the importance of istighfar, the importance of seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So that I think is something to be to remember and for us to keep in mind, because at the end of the day we come to the issue where, as I said, dua, the person who has the right to make dua, of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not stop anybody from making dua, and even somebody who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the opportunity to make dua in terms of tawbah, and this tawbah we have to always make. But other than tawbah, if you really look at it, somebody who has the right to make dua is the one who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because dua is the essence of ibadah, and ibadah is what ubudiyat is. So therefore the ibadah of Allah are the people who make dua, and these are the people who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that it is very important to make istighfar, and make a lot of istighfar. You know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he used to say that I make istighfar 70 times a day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba said, some sahaba quoted, they said, we counted 100 times that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, obviously, the more istighfar we make, the better it is. And istighfar and tawbah are two related things. Istighfar is to apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wrong that we do, to express our regret and to express our sadness at what we have done. And tawbah is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that we do not repeat that mistake again. We do not repeat that sin again. Tawbah, istighfar without tawbah makes no sense, because you are saying you are sorry for something, then you do the same thing again. Now doing the same thing again, somebody asked this question also, that what if I do the same thing again? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you do it again, make tawbah again. But the point is that refers to by mistake. You do something, and then it gets repeated because you forgot. It's not something that you do knowing it is wrong and then you deliberately do it again. Please understand this whole issue of committing sins. Something that happens once is a mistake. The same thing happens twice, it is a crime. A mistake is forgiven. A crime is liable for punishment. It's up to the ruler to punish or not to punish. We do not say that. But a crime is liable for punishment. Reason being, a mistake happens because you did not know. So you made a mistake. But a crime means that even after knowing what is wrong, you still do it. Now that is the reason why, of course it does not apply to everything, but there are certain things and certain sins which become kufr, because it's actually a sin, but it goes into the area of kufr because it's something which is, you're directly disobeying an hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the best example of that is salah. How many people know or do not know that for a Muslim, fard salah is fard? I mean, is there anybody who does not know this? Even the non-Muslims, they know this. You ask any non-Muslim anywhere who has anything to do with Islam, you ask, what do Muslims do? Say, Muslims pray. That is, we are famous for this, alhamdulillah, that we are people who pray. So if somebody who deliberately leaves salah, somebody forgot, that's a different issue. Somebody fell asleep, didn't wake up in time, whatever it was, that's a different issue. But somebody who knows that fard salah is fard and does not pray, It's not a mistake anymore, because you knew that you had to pray. You chose not to pray. Then where is the mistake? It's not a mistake, it's a crime. You are deliberately going against. And that's the reason why Rasulullah said, somebody who does that, somebody who knows that salah is fard, but deliberately does not pray, has entered kufr. He has committed kufr. So the issue here, I'm saying, that I remind myself and you, let us try to make istighfar as much as possible. Now again, please understand, making istighfar does not mean astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. No. Making istighfar is to actually think of, sit down, reflect, think of what is it that I am disobeying Allah in. Which hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala am I breaking? Alhamdulillah, wallah alam, but I don't think we are, inshallah, people who are breaking thousands of rules of Allah or anything like this. Inshallah, we are not like that. So, but there will be something. Right? Also, we are not people who are so pure that we are not doing anything. We are doing wrong. But inshallah al-Mustan, we are not ikhwanu shayateen, we are not there. But at the same time, we are also not among the salihin. So may Allah make us among the salihin. So let us try to be realistic about that and say that what is it that I am doing wrong? Actually identify that and then make istighfar for that specific thing. The reason I am saying is that only then will you stop doing it. If it is a general rule, like a lot of our friends, I'm going to Umrah. If I did anything wrong, please forgive me. What is that? What is that thing? If I did anything wrong, did you do or you didn't do? If I did means what? So not a general kind of mindless statement. Specifically think of what is it that I do wrong. Now maybe these wrong might be several. They might be, may Allah protect us, this should not be there, but maybe there is something which is actually haram which you are doing. I mean, this is, if you are doing something which is haram, then this amounts to kufr if you are doing it deliberately. So please, if you are gambling, if you are drinking alcohol, if you are indulging in any kind of intoxicants, because it's not only alcohol, it's any kind of drug and so on, all of this is part of it. If you are deliberately telling lies, if you are cheating, giving bribes, taking bribes, dealing in any form of interest transaction, all of these are clear haram, there is no two ways about it, right? So buying and selling things which are haram is also haram, pork and alcohol and this and that, buying and selling stuff which is also, so all of the, if you are doing all of this, then make tawbah immediately. But maybe other things also which we are doing which are not haram of the same extent, but things where we miss on something, we ill-treat somebody, or we break a sunnah of Rasulullah, which of course also is haram, one should not do that. So all of this, specifically think about that and say, Ya Allah, this is what I have been doing all my life, Ya Allah forgive me, and then immediately stop doing that. Right? So that is the way to make istighfar. Somebody came to Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi and came and complained about a drought. He said, we are in our land, we have drought, there is no rain. So Hasan al-Basri said, radiallahu rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, ask forgiveness of Allah, make istighfar. Another man came and said, I am very poor, I have difficulties, financial difficulties, what shall I do? Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi said, make istighfar. He said, pray to Allah for forgiveness. Third man came and he said, I have no children, I would like to have children, what must I do? Hasan al-Basri said to him, rahmatullahi alayh, make istighfar, ask Allah forgiveness. Another man came and he said, I have this garden which is dry and unproductive and so on, what shall I do? Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh said, make istighfar, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pray for forgiveness. So people who were there with him, they were listening to him, and they asked him, they said, four people came to you with four completely different things. One man says drought, one man says no children, one man says garden is not productive, another man says I have financial difficulties. You are giving the same solution to everybody. How is this possible? Make istighfar. How can this one solution help everyone? Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, have you not heard what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ar-Rum, in Surah An-Nuh? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينًا وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ask forgiveness from your Rabb. Verily, He is most forgiving. He will send rain to you in abundance. He will give you increase in wealth and children, and bestow and give you gardens, and he will give you rivers. He will bestow. So Hasan Basri said, all of these are covered. They say drought is covered, children are covered, wealth is covered, gardens are covered. So that is the solution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a solution. Here is the solution for this. So istighfar is an amazing thing, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to make istighfar and always do that as much as possible. Final, one of the most beautiful stories from our Salaf, which I want to end with, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh, in the latter years of his life, he was traveling somewhere. So he, and these are people, you know, these are not people who used to, they were among the greatest ulama of this ummah ever. Yeah, Imam Ahmad, who is a bigger muhaddith than Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayh, he has his own madhab and everything. But despite that, so humble and so, they never sought fame and name and, you know, I'm going there and where are all my murids and please come here, nothing. So he was traveling by himself, he was going alone. So he reached a town in the night. So he went to a masjid, he prayed Isha, and he had nowhere to stay. And you know, these are not days when they don't check into a hotel or something. So he wanted to, he said, since I'm here, can I sleep in the masjid? So there was the imam who was there, he was very uncooperative. He said, no, you can't sleep here. So Imam Ahmad, he didn't introduce himself. He didn't say, I'm so and so, you know, I'm Mufti of, I'm the imam of Masjid An-Nabawi. He simply said, can I please sleep here? This man thought, who is this old man? You know, why should I? He said, no, get out. So he literally threw him out of the masjid. So Imam Ahmad, when he went out on the street now, in the night, some strange place, and this imam of this masjid is so uncooperative, he threw him out of the masjid. So when he landed on the street, he didn't know what to do. Now it so happened there was a bakery opposite the masjid. So this baker was, he was hearing this whole conversation, this imam, you know, throwing him out and all that. So he called him, he said, you please come here. So he came there, he said, please stay in my bakery, you know, you can sleep here in my bakery. He said, no, alhamdulillah, I saw whatever happened, so most welcome, please sleep. So alhamdulillah, Imam Ahmad was very happy, he is a good Muslim, alhamdulillah, who is willing to help. So he spread his bed, and he said that, I watched this baker as I was lying there, and the whole night, this man, they make bread in the night, right? So he said, the whole night this man is baking bread and continuously he makes istighfar. The whole night he is making bread and he is making istighfar the whole night. He said, I watched this man. I said, this is ajeeb, very strange. What kind of man is this that he does this? So Imam Ahmad, in the morning, he asked this man, he said, what is this thing? I saw you making bread all night and you were making istighfar. He said, yes, yeah, Imam Ahmad, this has become, it's like a habit for me now. He said, I continuously do this. I make istighfar all the time. So Imam Ahmad said, then you must have seen something in your life. Tell me, what is it you have seen? Because this amal of yours doesn't go empty. So Allah has given you something. What has Allah given you? The man says, Allah accepts all my du'as. That what Allah has given is, Allah accepts all my du'a. Whatever I ask, Allah gives me. Except one. He said, every dua of mine has been accepted except one. So Ahmad rahmatullah said, what is this dua of yours which has not been accepted? He said, you know, my greatest desire in life is to meet Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, who is the imam of the masjid of Nabawi. He said, this dua Allah has not accepted. Imam Ahmad wept. He said, Allah threw me out of his house so that I can meet you. He said, this dua of yours has been accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me away from his house to you. You wanted to meet Imam Ahmad. Allah sent Imam Ahmad to you. Rahmatullah alayh. This is the power of istighfar. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our duas. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. Sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahim.